This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Ayer.
Hello, good to be with you.
We've got a couple of guests today on a topic that I want to kind of get right to. We normally put a few little announcements in here, but we're going to pass that up today and jump right in.
All right. Well, this is going to be a really interesting topic. God just brings us great guests and great topics, doesn't he, Jim? Well, today we have Mary Grace Bailey and Laura Hurley. They are lay members of the Marian Movement of Priests. And welcome to Faith in Action, ladies.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, today we're going to be talking about a movie screening that is coming to Indianapolis Tuesday, June 11th. It is called Where There Is Darkness, and it is about kind of a connection between forgiveness, the death penalty, and divine mercy. So let's start with you, Mary Grace. The documentary is called Where There Is Darkness. What's the movie about exactly? Tell us the story about the movie.
It's based on the true story of an elderly priest in Florida that was wrote a paper like decades before he died. If he was ever the victim of a violent crime, he did not want the person to get the death penalty, and then he was murdered.
Wow. So the movie is about what? His life story or what?
Both. I mean, it's about mercy. This priest was very, very pro-life, and he worked with the felons and in the inner city, and his friends are always, you know, worried about him. And then he was murdered, and he didn't believe in the death penalty. So we're doing this because we want to honor our Catholic priest to say thank you, especially to remember the late Father Glenn O'Connor, and the proceeds from the movie will benefit Seeds of Hope, which is a woman's addiction recovery program.
So tell us a little bit about yourselves and how you came across. You're bringing the movie here. So Laura, tell us about that.
Sure. It started with going to Medjugorje in 2010, and
you went to Medjugorje.
Yes,
okay, oh, that's cool.
Got to go there, and Mary Grace has been there too. And then I signed up to receive the messages from Mary through Queen of Peace Productions.
Okay,
and then in those emails, a couple years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, there was a movie that Stella Mar Films, which is, I believe, connected to Queen of Peace Productions. They brought this movie called, well, they brought two. I think the first was My Heart Will Triumph or something like that, and then Apparition Hill. So I was able to bring Apparition Hill to Glendale Mall, and that's where I met Mary Grace, which has been a huge blessing. And then recently I got we got the notification through those emails of the Where There Is Darkness movie, and I just mentioned that to Mary Grace, and then Mary Grace, I sent her the information, and she decided we need to bring this to Indianapolis again. We need to bring this movie here.
So what's involved? I've never heard of anyone like bringing a movie. What's involved with that? I mean, how do you do that?
Well, they're really helpful. Stella Mar Films, they said, if you're interested, please reply to this email. So I did that, and they have a person there that's kind of the coordinator for all the different cities. They just need people from different cities to volunteer, and they walk you right through it. And so I reached out through his instruction. I reached out to Glendale Mall, and they were just very open to it. And what you just have to do is book the night, book the theater, you pay up front, and then you pray.
please show up. Now, how do you get tickets? I mean, let's talk about that at the beginning, since you brought that up in terms of getting in.
Well, you get tickets by either contacting myself or Laura, and then we will give you the tickets. There will be no tickets sold at the theater. It's all prepaid.
Okay, that's good to know. Now, so since we brought that up, how do we get in touch with you to get tickets?
Well, my phone number is 317-709-6095.
And mine is 317-508-6095. 0375.
Now, can we email you as well? Is there a way to email you too?
I think if you can call or text us, and we will respond right away. But there are limited seating. The tickets are $20 a piece, because they're going to the profits will go to Seeds of Hope again, and a representative from Seeds of Hope will be there after the movie to answer any questions.
Now, this is a one-time showing?
Yes, one time, 7 o'clock, June 11th.
Okay.
Now, I want you to talk a little bit about Divine Mercy. People maybe don't know what that is. Talk about Divine Mercy, and then how is that connected with this movie in terms of forgiveness and God's mercy for us?
Well, Jesus Christ appeared to St. Faustina like in the 1930s, 40s, and she's got the diary out there all about Jesus' mercy. He wants us to know about his mercy. And it really touched my heart, because I'm one of eight children, and before my mom got very ill with her Alzheimer's, she said, "Mary Grace, promote divine mercy. It's the answer." And so this priest was merciful during his life, and he didn't even stop after his death, as people will see one of his friends say in the movie. And it's mercy is what we need now. Oh my gosh, right?
No doubt. And it's really, it's interesting if you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Mary Grace Bailey and Laura Hurley. They are lay members of the Marian Movement of Priests. And we're talking about this upcoming movie screening Tuesday, June 11th in Indianapolis at the Glendale Landmark Movie Theater at 7 p.m. The movie's called Where There Is Darkness. It's really interesting. It's hard to be, well, it's easy to be pro whatever in theory, you know what I'm saying? But then when it's actually you know what I'm saying? So if you can say, okay, well, I'm against abortion, but what happens if you or your daughter or someone is pregnant outside of wedlock? Then what do you know what I'm saying? That's when the rubber meets the road. So that's kind of what I was thinking about with this movie. You know, this priest had written this paper against the death penalty, and you know that he would want to extend mercy to if he was ever murdered, and then he got murdered. Can you talk a little bit about what the church's position is on the death penalty? Because I think there's been confusion about that, and you know, sometimes Catholics aren't all where the church is in terms of that issue. You know what I'm saying?
The church is against the death penalty. People can check in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and it's number 2265 through 2267. But in 2267, it starts with, if bloodless means are sufficient to defend human lives against an aggressor and protect public order, etc. So I would encourage all Catholics out there to read that, and then also keep in mind that Pope Francis came out last October and said that the death penalty is contrary to the gospel. So here we are. And Bridget, you and I spoke a little bit before about if you have, you know, or Jim said, if you're mm-hmm. on an island with just people, and then there's a terrible crimes, terrible violent things are committed, then
you have to stop them however you can.
You have to protect yourself and the community.
Well, in a first world country, you know, we do have, we're talking about, you know, the United States. And
yes.
In the United States, we can keep people safe if someone commits a crime that is, they're a dangerous person, you know, and they murder someone, they can go to, you know, prison, and you can keep the rest of the public safe without
yes.
capital punishment, without murdering that person.
Right. Yes.
And Jim brought up, we talked about this before we got started, that what about people that are found innocent after the fact? If they're in life in prison without parole, you can release them. And that's actually happened. People have been executed, and then later
yes.
on DNA was found and they found the actual perpetrator, but that person was executed. You can't exactly undo that. So
right.
there are a lot of actual practical reasons why we would not have the death penalty.
Right. And we want, and Jesus Christ wants everyone in heaven with him. So if someone's locked up in jail, they have the time to reflect and hopefully very sorry and ask Christ for his forgiveness. That's what he wants for all of us in his divine mercy.
So what you're saying is from an eternal perspective, if that person has life in prison without parole, they have more time right. to repent and seek forgiveness.
Amen.
And, you know, live out their life in a Christian way, however that is where they're at, right?
Right.
You know, God can, Paul did a lot of work in prison, you know what I'm saying?
You know, from movies like the one that you're promoting, the one that you brought to town here, it's a good opportunity for people. People are always complaining, oh, movies are so terrible. There's so much violence, so much sex. Nobody goes to the movies, should go to the movies anymore, that sort of thing. And they all say, well, why don't they make good movies? Well, they do. Yes. But it's difficult to get them in mass distribution. So sometimes they don't get mass distribution. But when a smaller company makes a good movie, it has limited showings and that sort of thing. But if you support those, if you show up to those, you demonstrate to the movie industry that, hey, people do believe in this. They do want to see this. Let's make more of these. And right. so, you know, when you buy a ticket, that's what you're doing.
That's right. Just right. Just as with the movie that was just here, Unplanned, beautiful. And there, people came out in droves to support it.
Right, and Stella Mar Films, they do a beautiful job too. Just the quality. You might think small budget, it won't be cinematically beautiful, but it really is. From their last two movies, the quality of the film is just beautiful.
Did they do the Unplanned movie? Were they I'm trying to think who the company was for that.
No, I don't believe they were.
But what's really awesome is that there are companies out there that are producing these really, really good, they are high quality films. In fact, the trailer is out, and we'll put the YouTube link up on the podcast on our webpage so people can see the trailer, because
okay. Thank you.
Mary Grace sent the trailer to me in an email, and I watched the trailer. I was like, maybe less than 2 minutes, and I emailed her right back. I'm like, yep, let's do it. Let's do an interview on that. And so what do you, just from the trailer and just from what you've read in terms of the story of this priest and the divine mercy, what do you think the purpose is for the movie? What's the message that you think you hope people are going to get from that?
That we always strive to see the dignity of the human person in every human being.
And really, I mean, that if Catholics can just get that message, I mean, it's so applicable to every aspect of your life, not just abortion, but how you treat people.
Right.
You know,
right.
In your family, in your workplace, and even the person that killed somebody, you know, I mean, they're still a human being.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we all strive to have courage, be kind, and be a forgiving person. And that's the substance of our gospel of Jesus Christ.
And obviously, it is really difficult when you have something that happens, when you are the, you know, person who the crime was perpetrated against, or a family member, it is very difficult to forgive them. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this upcoming movie, Where There Is Darkness, and we'll be right back for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor, tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Besides going to Mass every Sunday, we're all encouraged to spend some time with our Lord each week, to shut out distractions, present our prayers to God, and then just listen. In today's hectic world, that sounds impossible, doesn't it? Well, chances are there's an adoration chapel in a Catholic church not far from where you live, a place where you can spend an hour or just a few minutes in the real presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. In a quiet, peaceful atmosphere where you can really talk to Jesus. And more importantly, He can talk to you. Many chapels are open 24 hours a day. Here are some of the places where you'll find adoration chapels. At Our Lady of Mount Carmel, St. Alphonsus in Zionsville, St. Louis de Montfort in Fishers, and St. Maria Gravetti in Westfield. why not stop by soon? Jesus is there, and he is waiting to talk to you.
What happens when you support Catholic Radio Indy? Local parishes and organizations have a resource to share their message. Listeners of all persuasions get to hear the unfiltered truths of the Catholic faith. And maybe, just maybe, you'll have a share in saving a soul for Christ. Won't you join our mission? Call 317-870-8400 or give online at catholicradioindy.org.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and we're joined in the studio. Jim Ganley's here. We have Mary Grace Bailey and Laura Hurley. They are lay members of the Marian Movement of Priests. And you know what? I'm going to ask you about that movement, maybe how long you've been involved with that and what they do.
We pray weekly in a cenacle. Yes. We follow the readings from Father Gobi's book. We've had a Marian Movement of Priests cenacle at for 25 years in Immaculate Heart of Mary in the small chapel every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. We consecrate ourselves to the Blessed Mother. We pray the rosary. We pray for the Pope. It's just really beautiful. It's just Semper Fi, Mom, taking that rosary up those steps.
I can't remember who it was, but I remember reading some reflection where someone asked another priest, who is the most powerful person in the world? And it was some little girl that prayed in some monastery. It wasn't anyone that she might be a saint now. I don't know who she was, but you know, you think the most powerful people are the women praying, you know, the rosary in the back of church, you know, look out, because I mean, and you're all flying under the radar, you know, which is really kind of cool in a way. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so here you are bringing this big movie. So let's get back to talking about the movie. Why do you think a movie like this is important in our culture at this time? Mm-hmm. What do you think the need is?
I think it's the perfect timing because of where we kind of are in our culture. Even things that are much less egregious than murder, which this movie is about, but I think there's an underlying message for everybody about mercy and forgiveness. And it's what Jesus says all the time. It's in the New Testament over and over again, but it's so easy to hold grudges.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know how that kind of can put a barrier between us and Jesus. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. We can say it in the Our Father every day, but it's so easy to hold on to little grudges. And I know I got the message over and over during Lent, and here we are in the Easter season. It's all about mercy. It's all about forgiveness. That's why Jesus came. And in our culture today, the politics can be very polarizing. The different news stations and talk radio shows can be very angry, and I'm not sure anyone can be changed that way, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think it's about mercy, it's about forgiveness, and though we don't all deal with something as awful as murder in our family, hopefully it's the message everyone can take away from the movie, just to do little things every day to let go of the past hurts and the grudges and the resentments, how much of a better society we would be. I don't think we realize how much that could open us up to God's mercy if we can just keep on being merciful to each other.
Our society today has sure drifted away from the society you're talking about there. I mean, things like road rage. I mean, you know, 20, 30 years ago, if somebody got a little close to you on the road, shook your head and say, well, what an idiot, you know, and it was all over, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you forgot about it. Nowadays, you know, you don't even want to think about what could happen.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you don't even want to engage someone because you're afraid maybe they're going to pull out a gun and shoot you.
Just don't look.
I know. It's like, keep your hands on the wheel.
Straight ahead.
Recently, in the past couple of years, I have a niece that is attending a college, and I was so delighted when the president said three times that the greeting, on this campus, we practice civil discourse. I was like, yes, that's the American way. I respectfully disagree with you. When I was a 16-year-old girl having some lively debates with one of my friends and her father.
Mary Grace?
Yeah. He said, I raised my voice and he said, okay, Mary Grace, you're 16 years old. Never forget, if you raise your voice, you've lost the argument.
Yeah, when emotions get involved. Well, you know, I can't remember what happened, but something bad happened to me. You know, I lost a job or something. I was, you know, really upset about it. And the person, I can't remember who I was talking to, but they said, you know, you need to pray for them. I was like, what? But it was really weird because as I started praying for that person, I was able to forgive them, you know, and or forgive the situation or whatever. And then it released me from, you know, my anger and my unforgiveness. And but it was so outrageous. I'm like, you want me to pray for that person? Yeah. The person that wronged me, you want me to pray for them? Are you nuts? But I'm telling you, it really freed me. And I think that that's what divine mercy is all about. I mean, it is really God wanting us to be free so that we can connect with those that we love, even if they've wronged us, and with Him, obviously. Mm-hmm. So who should see this movie? Who is there, like a certain age group, or is it, you know, what would you recommend? Because I mean, can you bring your kids? I mean, I was kind of wondering about that. Like, I have teenagers, so I'd definitely be okay with that. Mm-hmm. And even, I mean, what you see on, you know, this is probably really mild compared to what most kids are exposed to, which, I mean, that's terrible to say, but what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it's for everybody. Maybe the very young children, it might be a little upsetting too. But I would say preteens mm-hmm. on up, mm-hmm. it would be very appropriate and a great message.
And you can come as your whole family, right?
Mm-hmm,
but
absolutely.
But you're going to have to get your tickets in advance, right?
That's right.
That's right.
You know, an idea that struck me a while back is maybe it would be a good idea for parishes to organize a little group from this parish. Maybe, you know, a Knights of Columbus organization, a women's organization, a youth group, any of those, you know, and I just touched the surface here. But of organizing, you know, bring a half dozen people or 10 people or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It is
yeah.
a lot more fun if you go into a group, like you're yeah. going with a group, you know. Okay, so I want you to talk about, I mean, we just lost basically an icon, you know, Father Glenn O'Connor, who is a great friend of Catholic Radio. We've had him in here a bunch of different times. And so sad to see him, you know, move on to heaven. I'm sure he's partying down, though, you know what I mean, in a good holy way. But... Doc, Jim's going to fall off his chair laughing. But talk about the Seeds of Hope addiction recovery program that was founded by Father Glenn O'Connor. So there's kind of a twofold aspect of attending this movie.
Right. We wanted to honor Father Glenn O'Connor. And again, we wanted to thank all of our priests. They work so hard for the salvation of our souls.
Amen.
And they need to know how much we love them. We pray for them and we support them. And so Seeds of Hope is, I have not been there, but it's a addiction recovery program where they live at a home. The executive director, Marvetta, will be there that night, and she'll be able to answer any questions. But we thought, you know, and we're asking Father Glenn O'Connor, please be in heaven, Father Glenn. You know, no purgatory time. Come on, buddy. You worked hard.
I think everybody...
wherever you are, pray for us.
Pray for us, right.
And we need to pray for him, too, just in case, you know?
Yeah, just in case. Yeah, gosh.
Yeah, we hope we have a straight shot. You know? We hope we have a
Amen.
Straight shot. But and for those who maybe are not Catholic, that don't know what purgatory is, that's a whole nother show,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
But we assume that, you know, we need a little bit extra help to get there. We are saved, but you know, we need a little extra help to get there. So I didn't even know that he founded this organization.
Yeah, he just did so many things. I mean, he was all over the place. Just, I mean, I had the pleasure of meeting him when he came to see a sick patient in her home. They were friends since high school, and I mean, he had us laughing so hard, and then boom, persona Christi, his hand on her hand and a beautiful blessing and out the door.
I mean, he was just a joyful anointed priest.
Yes.
I mean, truly. I mean, he just really met people where they were at, and
yes.
and just could move the dial for people, you know? So did you know how he got that started? Do you know how that, how long has it been around? I'm not familiar with the organization. Seeds of Hope.
I think she said 19 years, but again, she'll have information there that people can take and they can ask her questions. But she said that he would move mountains for those women that were trying to get well.
I bet he would. He just was that way. So for those who are listening who want to go to Where is the Darkness, they need to get advance tickets. It's Tuesday, June 11th. They could bring their family, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And how do they get tickets again?
Contact either myself or Laura, Mary Grace, 317-709-6095.
Or Laura at 317-508-0375.
And if for some reason you don't get those numbers written down, you can just get in touch with us here at Catholic Radio Indy. Call Jim or Patty or I here, and we will get you those contact information. And what do you hope to get out of the movie yourself? I mean, what are you looking forward to, or what are you anticipating?
Well, it's always very, very joyful to just follow a prompting you feel that is from the Holy Spirit and then doing something about it.
That is true.
Yeah, and helping and loving and loving and loving and striving to be a merciful person yourself. So,
Totally agree. When we did the Apparition Hill movie, there was just nothing so energizing as just you put all your faith when you buy out the theater for a night. And then
that's a lot of faith.
And then you see God working to make it all happen, and there's just nothing better.
How many seats are we talking about in the theater?
295.
Ooh,
so seating is limited,
theater.
And we've already sold 20 tickets. So
all right, but so we got some more to sell.
You were booking, though. You were promoting the parishes, so you might sell out pretty quick there.
Now I tell you, there's somebody out there with a pencil and pad who says, "I hope they say those phone numbers one more time."
Okay, go ahead.
317-709-6095.
Or 317-508-0375.
So this show is called Faith in Action, and these two ladies, Mary Grace Bailey and Laura Hurley, have certainly put your faith in action in bringing this movie to town. The movie is called Where There Is Darkness, and it is going to be screening in the Glendale area, Glendale Landmark Theater at 7 p.m. Tuesday, June 11th. And you can get your ticket by getting in touch with Catholic Radio or one of these fine ladies. So, ladies, thank you so much for being our guests today on Faith in Action.
Thank you so much. God bless Catholic Radio.
God bless you. We'll see you at the movie.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again, or any past episode, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.